Agatha Raisin and the Deadly Dance by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. Chapter 1. The thing that finally nudged Agatha Raisin into opening her own detective agency was what she always thought of as the Paris incident. Made restless by the summer torpor blanketing the village of Carsley and the Cotswolds, Agatha decided to take a week's holiday in Paris. She was a rich woman, but, like all rich people, was occasionally struck by periods of thrift, and so she had booked into a small hotel off Saint-Germain-des-Prés in the Latin Quarter. She had visited Paris before and seen all the sights. This time she wanted only to sit in cafes and watch the people go by, or take long walks by the Seine. But Paris, after the first 2 days, became even hotter than Carsley, and her hotel room did not have any air conditioning. As the heat mounted to 105 degrees Fahrenheit, and she tossed and turned on her damp sheets, she discovered that Paris never sleeps. There were two restaurants across the road with outside tables, and up until 1 in the morning, the accordion players came around to get money from the diners. Agatha, as she listened to another rendering of La Vie en Rose, fantasized about lobbing a hand grenade through the window. Then there was the roar of the traffic and the yells of the tourists who had drunk not too wisely. Later on, as they felt not too well, she could hear moans and retching. Nonetheless, she decided to see as much of Paris as possible. The metro was cheap and went all over the place. On the fourth day of her visit, she went down into the metro at Maubert Mutualité. She sat down on a hard plastic seat on the platform and pulled out her subway map. She planned to go to W...